WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
David Byrne is still probably best known as a founding member of the band Talking Heads, but he's had a very diverse and prolific career, writing for film and theater, exhibiting his artwork, founding the music label Luwaka Bop, which specializes in another one of his passions, world music. Last year, Byrne did a number of acoustic performances and put together a smaller band. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Byrne's new album. Here's the track, A Long Time Ago.
And in the land where I grew up, into the bosom of technology, I kept my feelings to myself. Till the perfect moment comes. Then into your bloodstream I will go, until I turn into a part of you, flooding the garden of delights. That was a long, long time ago. That was a long, long time.
When David Byrne first came to prominence as the lead singer for Talking Heads, what immediately distinguished him from the general run of rock vocalists was his unearthly detachment. Back in the late 70s, Byrne's blank face and intentional monotone frequently made him seem like a robot, and it turned one of his creepiest songs, Psycho Killer, into one of Talking Heads' first big crowd pleasers. Nothing in Byrne's early career was straightforward or, heaven forbid, personal. He avoided self-revelation. A decade and a half later, however, the most striking qualities of his new solo album, called David Byrne, are the directness of its emotions and the unironic warmth of the voice articulating them.
Some men desire a princess and others lust for a temptress. Well, I don't need one of those, 'cause my love is you. My Some men replace their mamas and some want a young guy out of nowhere. I got no use for those, 'cause my love is you. My love is you. Sometimes they tell me I'm an asshole, sometimes you're an asshole too. Even though we're filled with imperfections, I don't think any less of you.
On this collection, it's a decidedly reformed Psycho Killer who proclaims such sentiments as, "The pleasures of a kiss, it never fades away," and croons, "My love is you." Byrne has never sounded more earnest than on Sad Song, in which he solemnly says, "It's the truly sad people who get the most out of life." The album embodies a paradox, joyous melancholy. Byrne also makes buoyant music out of meditations on death, loneliness, and the remembrance of romances past. Much of the album is Byrne's variation on the confessional conventions of singer-songwriter rock.
I met my love.
The best music on David Byrne transcends its singer-songwriter concept and reverts to Talking Heads' best habit, that of using words as little more than sound while steadily intensifying the beat. In the past, Byrne created musical drama by being a terribly self-conscious artist, always struggling to loosen up. On David Byrne, the struggle is over, but the drama remains.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed David Byrne's new album, David Byrne. I'm Terry Gross.